Bibles this morning, please, to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. We spend a few moments in prayer before we begin our study, realizing, as always, the importance of being in fellowship with our Lord as we study His Word. May we pray together, please. Father, we rejoice today in the fact that we know without doubt that salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone. Heaven is our eternal home, not because we deserve, not because of anything we've done in order to get it, other than the fact that we've accepted that magnificent gift that God has given through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's salvation. And so we are thankful today that we know without doubt that one day we shall leave this life. It'll either be by means of physical death or it'll be by means of the rapture. And when that takes place, we will be with our Lord forever and ever and ever. We realize how long that is. Or no, really, we don't really realize how long it is, because we know that eternity is forever. And we pray that we will realize, even while we're here, how brief life is compared to eternity. And may we redeem the time, because we know that the days are evil. We pray that in these moments we're studying now, that we will have open hearts to what You have for us. May we be willing to receive spiritual fuel for our souls, that we will not have a soul that is eroding. And we thank You for every blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. On Wednesday night, we're going to go to 3 John, verse 11. I'm going to put this on the screen for you for a few moments so that you'll see where we'll be on Wednesday evening. This is a magnificent verse of Scripture. Beloved, follow not the evil, but the good. The one doing good is out of God. The one doing evil does not have a long look, a horizon look of God. As far as I'm concerned, this is a verse of Scripture that is so powerful. We have John saying, beloved ones, follow not the evil. And the word follow there is the word from which we get our English word mime, a follower, a mime. Follow not that which is evil. The word evil, as we've already mentioned, comes in three different ways. Poneros, kaikos, phalos. And you can see that the word here is kaikos. K-A-K-O-N, which is the nominative K-A-K-O-S. Don't follow that which is bad, that which is evil, satanic thinking, but follow that which is good. And the word good there, as you can see, is A-G-A-T-H-O-N, A-G-A-T-H-O-S, which is God's good or intrinsic good. I'm always interested in how the words are used in the original language. And perhaps you can take just a moment with me and let me remind you that the Greek word for do, there are several different words, but one of those is the word poieo, which is P-O-I-E-O. And when you have a word that is a compound word, it goes, of course, the verb along with a noun. And if you'll take a look carefully, you will see here, this is A-G-A-T-H-O-N, which comes from agathos. But if you look at the word do, it is P-O-I-O-N there, which is P-O-I-E-O. And then you have a compound word, which means you put the two together. So you have agathos, good, and the word for do. So you have a compound word, doing good. Over here you see the word evil, and down here you see the word do. And so it's the word doing evil. I always have fun when I find words like this, because it says, do not mime, do not follow those things which are satanic, having the pattern of life, which is satanic thinking. But, and the word but here is a conjunction of contrast. It's this unique word, Allah, A-L-L-A, which is a conjunction of contrast. In other words, it is saying, if you see something on the one hand, take a look at it and see it on the other hand. Don't stay there. Get away from it. Get over to what's right. And so it says, do not mime, do not follow evil, but focus your attention upon that which is intrinsic good, God's good. And then we have an explanation of what's happening. The one who's in the process of practicing good is out from the source of God. The one, on the other hand, who is practicing evil, doesn't mean that he hasn't been saved, because this is to a saved person. It says that the person has eyes, but they do not have what we would classify as a horizontal look, a long look. And that's the Greek word that is used here, which is the word horao, H-O-R-A-O, which means horizon, a long look. It doesn't say that they've not taken a look. It says that a person who is going in the wrong direction has chosen not to be looking in the right direction and having God's long look. Do you see the difference? Oh, yeah. Well, I think you do. Okay. That's Wednesday night's crowd. In case you have to miss it, you already got it. In abbreviated form, Ephesians 5:16. We're going to go in these moments through this verse to Isaiah chapter 47. The reason that I'm doing this is because I want you to see that in Isaiah 47, we have an illustration of evil, working effectively, and that a person who is involved with evil cannot fully comprehend God's grace. We've been told, and I believe this, individuals in a nation sin, and the nation goes on. But evil in a nation, the nation will ultimately fall. Now you have to hear what I just said. In a nation, all of us disobey, we sin. And I'm not encouraging myself or you to disobey or sin. But I'm aware of the fact that our nation, with sinning individuals, is going to continue to go on. But what's going to cause our nation to fall is evil. Not sin, but evil. And evil, as we all understand, is satanic thinking. In Isaiah chapter 47, verses 10 and 11, we have a warning to the Chaldean Empire from the prophet Isaiah. I would encourage you to write the verses down. Isaiah 47, 10 and 11. In this passage of scripture, we have a warning to the Chaldean Empire from the prophet Isaiah. There's an emphasis in this passage on legalism, religion, man-made solutions to the world's problems. There's an emphasis upon pseudo-spirituality. Pseudo-spirituality. False spirituality. Evil has seduced the Chaldean people. As we all know, evil will not be solved until Satan is removed as the ruler of this earth at the second advent. So we're going to have to put up with him. We know that. However, evil, we must understand, can only be handled in each generation by those people who are influenced by God's thinking and not by Satan's thinking. In other words, you and I have a responsibility of thinking God's thoughts. Evil can only be handled in each generation by those people who are influenced by God's thinking. And this comes, of course, by knowing and applying God's Word. Let me begin reading Isaiah chapter 47, verse 10. And you felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, they have deluded you. For you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one beside me. Verse 11 of Isaiah 47. But evil will come on you, which you will not know how to charm away, and disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone, and destruction about you do not know will come on you suddenly. What we have here is an emphasis upon the fact that here are individuals who've placed their trust and confidence in evil. What I did, I got various translations of this passage. The King James says, For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, No one sees me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Now what I have is various translations here. I have the American King James Version. I have the King James Version, the American Standard Version. But I found in the basic English translation this way of presenting the verse. For you had faith in your evil doing. I was looking for that word evil. You don't have to look very far in the Old and New Testament to find it. You had faith in your evil doing. And you said, No one sees me. By your wisdom and knowledge you have been turned out of the way. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no other. What I'm sensing here, and you can sense it too as you read it, there's arrogance, there's pride, there's egotism, there's superciliousness. It's all coming out of this passage of Scripture. We discover then that Isaiah the prophet is giving a warning to the Chaldean Empire. And literally what he's saying here is, you have trusted in evil. You placed your trust in legalism. You placed your trust in religion. You placed your trust in man-made solutions to the world's problems. You placed your trust in pseudo-spirituality. I got this translation as I looked at this verse. Therefore shall evil come upon you. Verse 11 of Isaiah 47. Evil is going to continue to come upon you. And in the Hebrew language, it's a cow perfect. It's something that's already been taking place. It is continuing now, and it's going to continue. That's what a perfect tense does. And Isaiah 47:11 says, Thou shalt not understand its origin, and you will not understand its mischief. Isn't that the way it is today? This is so modern. This is so today-ish. Thou shalt not understand its origin, and you won't even be able to understand its mischief. And I find that the word there in the Hebrew language is a feminine gender, which means you won't even understand the disaster. The natural disaster shall fall on you. Destruction shall fall on you, the Chaldean Empire. Discipline. The Persian Empire will take over and thou shalt not be able to put it away. You're going to be helpless. You're going to be in desolation, destruction. And this destruction shall suddenly come upon you and you won't even understand it. You know what's being said? And this is so very, very apropos. It's so important for us to see. If we are not getting God's Word, we're not going to be able to understand what evil is all about. If the preacher's not going to be preaching on evil, then you won't understand. Even though you may read the Bible, you won't understand how satanic thinking is. People are so hooked up with evil that they don't even understand God's way. People are so hooked up with evil that they're extremely sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. In fact, the first letters of sincere Describe it. Put it in capital letters. S-I-N. Sincere. You got it? No, you didn't get it. Let me say it again. The word sincere, the first letters are S-I-N. And what you look at that, you put the little letter S first, lowercase, and then N, a lowercase, and in the between the little S and the little N, you put capital I. There's where the problem is. The problem is the personal pronoun I. For you had faith in your evil doing. You said, no one sees me. By your wisdom, oh, you're so smart. The world is so smart. Did you know that? The world is so smart. So intellectual. So proud of their intellectualism. You are so smart. By your wisdom and your knowledge, you've been turned in the wrong direction. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there's no other. Can you sense that? Can you feel the egotism there? Do not understand God's way. They did not understand God's way. So many of these people are extremely sincere in their do-goodism. And so many of these people are what someone has said. They're long on scruples and they're sharp on scriptures. Well, I won't give you these other translations. Let's go with the points now. Number one. What we have in this verse of scripture, or these verses, is an emphasis upon evil working effectively. We have an emphasis upon the fact that evil cannot comprehend grace. So, number one, the old sin nature is usually the source of temptation. I gave you that in the previous session. The old sin nature is usually the source of temptation. And number two, volition is a source of sin. Number three, the works of the devil can only be destroyed by us functioning inside of God's plan. The works of the devil, satanic thinking, can only be destroyed by us functioning within God's plan. In other words, we're the products of our own decisions. Either we're going to bring to ourselves protection or disaster, depending upon our thinking. It's important that we see this. The works of the devil, number three, can only be destroyed by us functioning in God's plan. Number four, Satan's plan always looks good to the unlearned. Satan's plan always looks good to the unlearned. Now, you follow my steps because I'm going to become more sarcastic as I move along. I love to be sarcastic once in a while. To a people whom I love dearly and who understand my sarcasm. Satan's plans always looks good to the unlearned, untutored, ignorant, stupid. I told you I was going to become more sarcastic as I moved along. But I'm going to go back and let you have time to write this. Satan's plans always looks good to the unlearned, the untutored, the ignorant, the stupid. And it is the result of degeneracy. It is the result of going in the wrong direction. Satan's plans, number four again, always looks good to the unlearned and the untutored. And the Lord says, I would not have you ignorant. Boy, that's really good. I don't want you to become unlearned, untutored about satanic thinking. Number five, what does God's Word say about an advanced believer? An advanced believer has the ability to comprehend the difference between sin and evil. We've been trying to explain that. I have given you the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 5, 13 and 14. And it says, babies drink milk and adults eat spiritual steaks. Well, it doesn't say it just like that, but that's the way I'm putting it so we can understand. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. For that person is an infant. A person is a napios, a baby, on a bottle. But solid food, Hebrews 5:14, solid food belongs to the teleion, the mature believer. Doesn't say perfect tense. It doesn't say perfect. Doesn't mean without sin. It says the advanced believer, the one who is advancing, has the ability to comprehend what's good and what's not good. What's sinful, what's evil, has the ability to comprehend it. And why? Because the last part of Hebrews 5:14 says, it's because of the practice of their senses. The practice of their senses have been trained to discern good and evil. You talk about a unique verse of Scripture, Hebrews 5:14. Solid food belongs to the believer who's advancing and advanced. And the person who's advanced has the ability to comprehend and see the difference between what is right, good, agathos, intrinsic good, God's good, and what is kakos, evil, phallos, excrement. Not divine viewpoint at all. Poneros. Got it? I just wish I could come to you after the service and say, give me the three Greek words for evil. And everyone in this auditorium would pass 100, and I would be able to give you an A, and I would be able to say to myself, my, you're a great preacher. Someone told me, their preacher and his wife went home after church, and the preacher said to his wife, honey, do you have any idea how many great preachers there are in this world? And she looked at him and she said, darling, there are many, I'm sure, but I believe that there's one less than you're thinking about. Thank you, Daryl. He gave me that story and he thought I would never tell it, but it's a good one. When I go home today, I'm going to say, honey, aren't there some wonderful preachers in this world? And she'll say, yeah, but there's one less than you think. This word teleion here is the word which means that you practice the truth long enough that you have the ability to see because of the senses of your mind. All of this has been conditioned and you've been trained in such a way that now you have the ability to comprehend what is evil and what is good. You can see it. And after weeks and weeks of preaching on this subject, I trust that there will be a day out in the future when you'll say, as you hear the television and watch it, and you hear the radio and watch it, and you just hear your neighbors talk, you'll have the ability to know the difference between what is good, God's good, and what is satanic thinking. You and I ought to be able, in time, if not already, to see the difference. Because we have the ability, because of studying God's Word, our senses, our mental abilities have been challenged, and we've advanced to the point that we know what is good, God's good, and what is satanic thinking. Number five, again, an advanced or advancing believer will be able to see the difference between sin and evil. Number six, motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. I don't know, but I think I do, that all of you here today are fully aware of the fact that there's a difference between your body and your soul. I really believe you all know that. And we've said it often, and we say it again. Your body brought the real you into this auditorium, and the real you is your soul. Motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Evil and degeneracy start with a thought. And it takes a lot of biblical information to reject satanic evil thinking. I repeat, motivating evil exists in the thought pattern of the soul. Evil and degeneracy start with a thought. And it takes a lot of biblical truths, a lot of biblical concepts that would make it possible for us to reject satanic evil thoughts. Matthew 6:23, which I've already given. If your eye is evil, your entire body is going to be full of darkness. If your eye is evil, the entire body is going to be full of cosmic involvement. Matthew 15:19. For out of the man come evil thoughts. Out of the man come evil thoughts. That's Matthew 15:19. Proverbs 12:21. No evil happens to those who are practicing righteousness. That's being in fellowship, staying in God's Word. You're attaining, retaining, and maintaining truth. Proverbs 12:21. Psalm 37:17. The Lord sustains the righteous. Psalm 37:17. The Lord sustains the righteous. Psalm 91:10. No evil will come upon you if you love the Lord supremely. In other words, that means stay in fellowship with Him. The Lord preserves the soul of the mature ones. He delivers them from the hands of the evil one. That's Psalm 91:10. Could I give that again to you? No evil will continue to befall you if you are loving the Lord, you're despising evil. And goes on to say, the Lord preserves the souls of the mature ones. He delivers them from the hands of the evil one. In other words, the Lord is in the process of protecting us and providing what we need so that we won't find ourselves yielding to satanic thinking. Proverbs 2:11-13. The wise are the ones who see satanic thinking, and they run as fast as they can. I'm putting that in my own words. I really believe that. But it goes on to say the stupid goes on and find themselves punished. Number 7. Members of the royal family, that's what we are as saved individuals, must decide on a daily basis. Will I be influenced today by God's truth? Or will I be influenced today by satanic thinking? Number 7 again, members of the royal family must daily decide. Will I be influenced today by God's thinking or satanic thinking? Grace is the means by which biblical truth facts are learned. You could write this in capital letters. Grace is the means by which biblical truths are learned. And evil is the means by which false ideas are learned. What is evil? It's simply a generic term referring to anything that is not from God. The word specifically refers to the policy of Satan. Satan is opposed, as we all know, to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan is devoted to distorting or obscuring any truth related to biblical truths. If I were you, I would write that one little sentence down. Satan is devoted to distorting or obscuring any truth related to biblical truths. Through evil, Satan brings about two major consequences on this earth. Sin and human good. Human good is the motivation of evil. And both are based in the error of thinking. The reason why we're studying this subject is to learn that man cannot solve problems by human solutions. The only solution to a human problem is a divine solution. And God in His Word presents the answer to every human need. When I thought about that, I put my typewriter in capital letters. And here's what I put. Divine solution. God in His Word presents the answer to every human need. A person consistently involved in satanic thinking is involved with evil. And evil will result in the destruction of society. Evil will result in the malfunction of society. Evil will result in the removal of legitimate authority under divine laws of establishment. And Satan's original sin was the distortion of biblical concepts. So evil today is a distortion of biblical principles and the laws of divine establishment. On Wednesday night, we'll be in 3 John verse 11. May we bow for a moment of prayer. Father, we're thankful for the challenge of Your Word, knowing that we are responsible for thinking God's thoughts, utilizing God's Word, realizing that we have the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the magnificent mind of Jesus Christ that makes it possible for us to have joy and peace and happiness in this life. We're not going to be here long at the longest. So help us to keep our priorities straight, our focus clear. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.